This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
It's True Crime Tuesday on The Wake Up Call. Listener discretion advised.
It's another True Crime Tuesday here on The Wake Up Call. This is the true crime story of Robert Durst, a real estate heir born in New York City in 1943. Robert was the oldest of four children to New York City mogul Seymour Durst and his wife Bernice, a New York City socialite. Robert grew up in Scarsdale, New York, which is known to be one of the wealthiest towns in the United States. Robert grew up very privileged and wealthy. He was well taken care of, surrounded by nannies, and enjoyed his upbringing. When Robert was 7 years old, his mother stepped out onto their roof of their house at night in her nightgown and was threatening to jump off the roof. Robert claims that his dad brought him to the window his mom climbed out of and told him, "Wave goodbye to your mother," and then took him back to bed. However, Robert's brother Douglas claims that story is an absurd lie that Robert tells to get sympathy, and that in reality, the children were all taken to a neighbor's home while police and firefighters attempted to control the situation. His mother ended up jumping off the roof. While a firefighter tried to save her, he was unsuccessful. His mother died, taking her own life. Robert and his brother were taken to counseling, and in 1953, a psychiatrist suggested that there was no help for Robert due to personality decomposition and possibly schizophrenia. People that knew Robert said there was always a threat lying underneath his charm that he was able to change his personality for whatever was needed in the moment. His siblings even reported that they didn't even enjoy playing with him growing up. And he and his brother Douglas never got along, and still don't to this day. Although his strange and odd personality, while attending UCLA, Robert ended up becoming friends with Susan Berman, the daughter of a Las Vegas mafia man, whose father had mysteriously died when she was a child on an operating table, and whose mother had died of a drug overdose when she was also young. Susan had a very troubled life, which is why some people believe her and Robert had become so close. Susan was paid out millions of dollars by the Las Vegas Mafia because of her dad's death. After Robert didn't finish his degree at UCLA, he moved back to New York and married Kathy McCormick in 1973. At first, they had an amazing relationship and were so in love. That was until 1976, when Kathy found out she was pregnant and Robert forced her to get an abortion because he didn't want children. That's when the relationship began to extremely suffer. Robert began to take his anger out on her physically against Kathy, even dragging Kathy out of her parents' house by her hair on one occasion.
God.
Kathy confided in her friends and sister and said that if anything happened to her, don't let Robert get away with it.
Oh my God.
Coming up, what happened to end Robert and Kathy's tumultuous relationship? And moving to Texas proved to be a huge mistake for Robert when True Crime Tuesday returns next on The Wake Up Call.
It's True Crime Tuesday on The Wake Up Call. Listener discretion advised.
We're back with True Crime Tuesday on the Wake Up Call. This is the story of Robert Durst, whose life of wealth couldn't save him from his demons. Robert's wife, Kathy, was just a few months away from graduating from medical school when she strangely disappeared. They found all of her belongings in the trash of her apartment building and the trash of their cottage home. Her friends and family knew she wouldn't have run away, but there wasn't enough evidence to prove anything. Robert gave a large donation to the local police station and said he would be grateful if they closed the case and stopped investigating. And that's exactly what happened.
Oh my God.
In 1980. Fast forward to the late 2000s, investigators called Robert's old friend, Susan Berman, to get information on the disappearance of Robert's missing wife, Kathy. Susan called to tell Robert, and 3 weeks later, Susan was mysteriously found murdered by a single gunshot wound to the back of the head. Authorities believe Susan knew her murderer, as there was no evidence of forced entry, which means she had to have let her own murderer into her house. With all of this happening, Robert Durst fled to Texas and started renting a rundown apartment in Galveston under a fake name. When people would speak to him, he would pretend to be mute.
What?
He would even go as far as dressing as a woman in a wig and dress. This went on for weeks. While living in the apartment, Robert befriended a 70-year-old man named Morris Black, who lived across the hall. That was until Morris Black's dismembered body washed up on the shore of Galveston Bay.
What?
Robert told investigators he went home one day and Morris was sitting in his apartment with Robert's gun pointing it right at him. A struggle ensued between both men when the gun fired and accidentally shot Morris in the head. Robert got scared, thinking no one would believe him that Morris was shot in self-defense. So instead of calling police, he bought a saw.
Oh my God.
And used Morris's axe to cut up his body, put it in trash bags, and dumped the bags that night in Galveston Bay. The next day, the bags washed up on shore and were discovered by a teenage fisherman. Robert was charged for the dismemberment, but was actually acquitted for the murder.
What?
They believed his self-defense story.
What about the chopping up part?
If Robert had just laid low, he might still be living as a free man. However, Robert was approached by two producers for HBO to do a docuseries on his life, and he said yes. While the producers were interviewing him, he got up to use the restroom, not realizing his lapel mic was still on. While he was in the restroom, he is heard talking to himself. This is what was recorded.
I'm having difficulty with the question. The hell the reason? Kill them all. Of course.
He said, I'm having difficulty with the question. What the hell did I do? Kill them all, of course. This led to a first-degree murder warrant signed by a Los Angeles judge for the murder of Susan Berman. Robert was arrested in March 2015 in New Orleans, where he was registered under the name of Everett Ward. After his arrest, Robert was scheduled for a March 2020 trial until the COVID-19 pandemic delayed his trial until April 2021.
Oh my God.
His friends and family members believe that Robert committed all three murders.
Is that it?
That's it.
He said he did and then said, of course.
Is he talking as two different people there? Is he answering himself like... Does he have, like, split personality?
Well, he was diagnosed as schizophrenic, right?
Yeah.
So, who was he talking to? Was there someone that only he could see the bathroom?
I mean, whoever he was talking to in his mind was someone he was comfortable admitting to murder to.
Because he's saying, I'm having trouble with answering, I'm having difficulties with these questioning. Mm-hmm. And then his answer was, kill them all, of course.
He said, well, what did I do? Killed them all, of course.
Why did he...
He forgot. He forgot he had a mic on.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the bathroom.
God, could you imagine peeing next to that guy?
You know what's funny is that I had to edit that audio because he wasn't peeing.
Oh no!
You heard everything.
No!
Very gassy that day, apparently.
Oh my God!
What murder will do that to you?
Sure, it gives you a digestion. Backs you up.
It's True Crime Tuesday on The Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.